Welcome to The Brief from Verity for April 17th, 2024. I'm Melissa Topshire with today's top stories. SCOTUS hears arguments over January 6 prosecutions. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering if January 6 rioters can be charged under a law aimed at those who obstruct government proceedings. During the hearing, justices from both sides showed skepticism towards the government's broad application of the law. Democrats argue that the law clearly covers the actions of the rioters who aim to disrupt a constitutional process. Trump supporters, meanwhile, contend that the law is being overextended and could endanger protest rights if applied so broadly. China's GDP reportedly grew 5.3% in Q1 of 2024. China reports a 5.3% GDP growth in early 2024. Exceeding expectations amid global economic challenges. The pro-China side applauds the strong performance as a sign of China's robust economic policy and resilience. Anti-China skeptics warn that the figures mask underlying issues such as the struggling real estate sector and potential bubbles in various economic sectors. House Speaker Mike Johnson proposes military aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Speaker Mike Johnson proposes a plan to send separate military aid packages to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, contrasting a combined Democratic proposal. Republicans praise the plan for allowing more tailored and accountable voting on foreign aid. Democrats argue it complicates the process and could hinder timely aid, especially critical for Ukraine's ongoing conflict needs. Protesters demonstrate against Georgia's foreign influence law. Protests erupt in Georgia after a law that would label organizations with significant foreign funding as foreign agents. Pro-establishment critics say the law suppresses civil society and mimics Russian oppressive measures. Establishment critical supporters of the law claim it's necessary for national security and transparency, similar to regulations in the U.S. Europe commits to increase aid for Sudan. European nations pledged increased aid to Sudan amid a worsening humanitarian crisis as the war marks 1 year. Pro-establishment advocates stress the need for immediate aid to prevent a massive human tragedy. The establishment critical argue that without a political solution and better security, the aid will not resolve the underlying issues of the conflict. The UN accuses Israel of continuing to impose unlawful restrictions on humanitarian aid. The UN criticizes Israel for restricting aid to Gaza amidst the ongoing conflict. Pro-Israel defenders argue Israel is defending itself from terrorism. Pro-Palestinians call for the lifting of restrictions, citing the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza that requires urgent international intervention. Chinese ChatGPT rival ErnieBot claims over 200 million users. Baidu's ErnieBot surpasses 200 million users, marking significant growth in China's AI sector. The pro-China side highlights this as evidence of China's leadership in AI technology. Anti-China critics, meanwhile, express concerns about privacy, surveillance, and the global implications of China's rapid AI advancements. Federal court overturns West Virginia's transgender sports ban. A federal court overturns West Virginia's ban on transgender athletes in female sports. The left hailed the decision as a victory for inclusivity and equality. The right argue it could undermine the fairness and safety of women's sports, advocating for policies based on biological sex. The ADL reports 140% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in 2023. The Anti-Defamation League documents a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents in 2023. Particularly after the Hamas attacks on Israel. Pro-Israel voices link the rise to unchecked anti-Israel sentiment spilling into anti-Semitism. Pro-Palestine voices criticized the ADL's approach, arguing that legitimate criticism of Israel is being unfairly labeled as anti-Semitic. Fire engulfs Copenhagen's old stock exchange. A devastating fire damages Copenhagen's historic Børsen building. Cultural preservationists lament the loss as a blow to Danish heritage. Optimists see an opportunity for restoration and modernization, emphasizing the community's resilience in saving many historical items despite the tragedy. And that was the brief for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Melissa Topshire. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.